Welcome back to Earth Matters here on KURU 89.1 FM in Silver City and KTAL LP 101.5 FM in Las Cruces. Both of the Earth Matters hosts are here for this end of year review. I'm Donna Stevens, the director of the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, and I am talking with my Earth Matters co-host, Allison Civic, executive director of the Gila Resources Information Project, or GRIP, and Gila Conservation Coalition. In the second half of the show, Carol Ann Fugali, the Education and Outreach Director for the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, will talk about her 2022 projects. Before the break, Allison, we talked about a couple of unexpected issues that arose in 2022, the Air Force proposal and the Jaybird Canyon spill that you didn't know you'd have to deal with. I have just a short follow-up question about Jaybird Canyon, the asphalt emulsion that spilled into that drainage and then went down into Meadow Creek, Sapio, and then into the Gila in the Gila National Forest. So you were telling us about what happened, and I just wondered if we're going to see more cleanup or other action in 2023.
Yeah, so just to clarify, you know, it's unclear if the asphalt emulsion actually made it into Meadow Creek itself. I mean, so Jaybird Canyon does drain into Meadow Creek, then to Sapio, then to the Gila. But, you know, it is really hard to know and get confirmation. There, as folks know, this was the 37th, or sorry, the wettest monsoon in 37 years. And so there was a lot of flow in the Jaybird Canyon. So we don't really know how far the material got. It seems like it didn't get to Meadow Creek, but we're not really clear. But yes, there's going to be another inspection this week by the state agencies to get out there and see if more cleanup work is needed, and see how the check dams are doing, kind of capturing some of the chunks of asphalt and stuff, and getting that cleaned up for the winter. But then in the spring, they're going to come back in the spring and see if more cleanup is necessary. And then as long as the cleanup is done, then focus is going to turn to restoration. So that's going to happen in the spring, summer of 2023. So we really want to see the Jaybird Canyon really, you know, restore it back to its, as much as possible, back to its original ecological integrity.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that clarification. I want to talk about something that has actually been happening for decades, and that is the problem of feral cattle on the Gila River and tributaries in the Gila Wilderness area. What happened in 2022 that was newsworthy?
Yeah, well, there have been a lot of feral cattle in the Gila Wilderness that basically have been tearing up riparian areas for decades. I mean, this problem, they think, started, you know, back in the 70s or so, 80s, where cattle basically just kept, cattle herds just kept unbranded, were reproducing and you know, not being controlled at all. There's a long story that goes with that, and folks can go to the Gila Conservation Coalition website for more information on that feral cow history. But earlier this year, there were efforts to remove feral cows from the Gila Wilderness. And now there's about 50 to 250 feral cattle remaining. And right now the Forest Service is taking public comment on how they're proposing to remove the cattle, the remaining cattle from the forest in 2023. And basically, they're proposing lethal methods. So, you know, shooting the cows from helicopters. And I know that sounds really like a terrible thing, but Roundup methods are really dangerous. They're dangerous to the cowboys. They're really inhumane to the cattle, trying to get cows out of some of these steep canyons. I mean, cows can break their legs. They get super stressed out, and they can die in the process of being round up. So really the Forest Service has looked at all these different alternatives and has concluded that lethal methods are really are necessary to successfully remove the feral cattle from really these remote and rugged wilderness areas and do it in the safest, most humane way possible. So folks can go to the Gila Conservation Coalition website for an action alert, a way to really get your voice heard on this issue with the Forest Service. I mean, I think if people value the, again, the ecological integrity of the Gila and its riparian areas, this is something that is very necessary to do. We have to get the feral cattle out of the wilderness and stop this herd from continuing to reproduce and continuing to do damage to these riparian areas.
Yeah, and I just want to add that these are cattle that aren't owned by anyone. They're completely wild. They were never domestic. And also that the comment period ends on January 9th. So people have until January 9th to get their comments into the Forest Service.
Yes, and go to www.gilaconservation.org for more information and an easy way to get your comments submitted to the Forest Service.
Great, thank you. So GRIP has a program that's called Silver City Watershed Keepers. What work did the watershed keepers do in 2022, and what is expected for 2023?
Yeah, well, the watershed keepers have been super busy. The group's been around since 2010, and its mission is to engage our community in protecting and stewarding and monitoring the Silver City watershed. So in addition to monitoring water quality, a big project that the watershed keepers did in 2022 was restart the town of Silver City's Pick It Up, Toss No Moss anti-litter campaign. And that's been a great collaboration between the watershed keepers and the town and other community partners, Silver City Main Street, Chamber of Commerce, Trails and Open Space Committee, Southwest Solid Waste Authority, Silver City Recycles, really to once a month, the third Saturday of every month, get out there and get our community cleaning up trash, not only from our roadways, but our waterways. And as folks can imagine, trash in our waterways, microplastics, right? These are all really dangerous to wildlife. But also, you know, our waterways recharge our groundwater, which is Silver City's drinking water supply. So we really don't want trash and other nasty things being dumped into our waterways. So that's been one of the big projects that we've done in 2022, and we're really pleased that the town is wanting to continue this partnership for 2023. So we've got a lot of exciting events planned in 2023. The first one, which will be January 21st, 2023, at the Silco Theater at 1 o'clock, we're having a volunteer appreciation Day. We'll be showing the film WALL-E, which is about the robot that cleans up litter in the earth of the future. Anyway, it's a free screening, but we'll also be recruiting volunteers and really saying thank you and handing out prizes and awards to our volunteers.
Oh, that sounds fun. That's a great movie. And staying on the theme of water, I want to turn to some issues that we expect to see in 2023. So water in New Mexico is a really big topic and a problem historically, because this is such an arid climate here, and even more now because of the climate becoming increasingly hotter and drier. Can you talk about some of the water planning efforts that began in 2022 and will continue into 2023?
Yes, that's right. So we are expecting any day now the release of the 50-year water plan that the Interstate Stream Commission has been working on. And probably many of our listeners weighed in on the public participation process on the 50-year water plan. And so we hope to see that report coming out soon. I mean, dire predictions. I mean, essentially, we are going to see a 25% reduction in water supplies around the state by mid-century, increasing aridification throughout the state. I mean, we already have seen it here with, you know, our snowpack pretty much disappeared, and, you know, flows on the Gila are significantly reduced as well. We've had catastrophic wildfire in the Gila. It's very, very, you know, worrisome. So the water plan will be coming out along with a water task force recommendations, which was an advisory committee that was set up by the state engineer. It's a water infrastructure task force, and they have some very concrete recommendations, some of which I think we'll be seeing in the upcoming legislative session in January.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that. So that legislative session that you referred to will start in mid-January, and because it'll be the so-called long session, it'll go till mid-March of 2023. What kinds of water-related bills do we hope to see?
Yeah, well, you know, we suspect that a lot of the efforts will be focused on funding. As many people know, there's a huge budget surplus for the state budget this year. And in order to be very, to catch up, quite honestly, with where we need to be on water-related plant infrastructure planning and water planning, we've got a lot of work to do, and that work needs some significant amounts of funding. So, so I think a lot of the bills are going to be funding related. I think we'll see things for funding for the river stewardship program, the strategic water reserve. So how do we fund in-stream flows, keeping water in rivers? And just some of the other additional infrastructure and water planning efforts that need to happen. I mean, it's already time, if you can believe it, for the next state water plan. That's supposed to be updated every 5 years. So, and I'm not sure what's going to happen with the, you know, the next iteration of the regional water plans. So, stay tuned on that.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of water stuff going on, which leads me to my next question. What is the status of the $80+ million in the New Mexico Unit Fund that can be used for water projects in Southwest New Mexico?
Yeah. So, yeah, here we are in the end of 2022. Folks remember that the Gila River diversion is now off the table. So, we've got a bunch of money in the New Mexico Unit Fund. It's down to $80 million because of the stock market crash, basically. I shouldn't say crash, but the stock market fell down. We lost some of the money in there. So it currently sits around 80 million. However, the state, the Interstate Stream Commission, is still negotiating with the Bureau of Reclamation for another $20 to $26 million that would get deposited into the New Mexico Unit Fund. And this money can only be used on water projects in southwestern New Mexico. So this is money that the state got from the Arizona Water Settlements Act. So what's happening right now is the Interstate Stream Commission is working with the Water Trust Board on a process for projects to be submitted, an application process and evaluation process. So we haven't seen anything specific yet, but the good news is that, you know, there's $80 to $100 million to fund water projects in southwestern New Mexico. And that can really go a long way to helping us build water supply resilience for everyone in the four counties here.
Right. That sounds good. One last question for you, Allison. Can you just tell us a little bit about the Gila River Festival that will coincide with the 100th anniversary of the Gila Wilderness Area?
Yes. So we are getting started early. As folks know, it's the 100th anniversary of the Gila Wilderness in 2024. We hope to be part of some big celebrations here in Silver City and hope to have a big Gila River Festival that coincides with the centennial. So, you know, let us know at the Gila Conservation Coalition if you'd like to get involved in planning efforts, and we love to have you join us.
Great. Well, we need to take a short break here on Earth Matters. We ran a little bit over there on Gila Members Community Radio, KURU 89.1 FM, and KTAL LP at 101.5 FM in Las Cruces. But when we return, we'll continue our discussion about 2022 conservation issues, and we'll also look ahead to the next year, 2023. So please stay tuned.